朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们今天要一起来读撒母耳记下第十三章。
Today, together, we're going to read 2 Samuel chapter 13.
我们只读第一节到第二十二节。
We're only going to read from verses 1 to 22.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们机会可以常常来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you often.
让我们每一次来到你面前的时候
，Help us to be for each time when we come before you.
我们真的知道
，That we may truly know.
你在这里。
That you are here.
你的应许是真的。
And your promises are real.
两三个人奉你的名聚集。
When two or three gather together in your name.
你就在我们中间。
And you are amongst us.
因为你在这里。
Because you're here.
这里是圣地。
And this is a holy ground.
让我们存一颗敬畏的心。
Help us to have a fervent and fearful heart.
我们来真实的敬拜你。
That we can truly come and worship you.
我们在饼杯中敬拜你。
We worship you through the bread and the cup.
我们在诗歌中敬拜你。
We worship you through the hymns.
我们也在听道中敬拜你。
We also worship you through listening to your words.
因为我们知道你是一位讲话的神。
Because we know that you are God who speaks.
你是乐意向我们启示你的儿子。
You're pleased to reveal your son to us.
所以我们等候在你的脚前。
Therefore, we wait in front of your feet.
我们渴望你来对我们说话。
We long for you to come and speak to us.
但愿我们有耳来听你的话。
That may we who have ears will listen to your words.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
如果你稍微知道一点关于撒母耳记的故事。
If you know just a little bit about the story of the book of Samuel,
你知道撒母耳记下十三章到二十章
you know that 2 Samuel from chapter 13 to 20
是整卷撒母耳记里面最黑暗的一段
is actually in the darkest moment of the whole book of Samuel.
因为这一段的圣经
because of this part of the Bible,
是大卫犯罪以后的后果
is actually the consequence after David has sinned.
加拉太书
The book of Galatians
第六章第八节
Chapter 6 verse 8
告诉我们
It tells us
顺着情欲撒种的
He who sowed the seed according to the flesh
必从情欲收败坏
And he will receive from the flesh corruption
这是一个属灵的律
And this is a law of spirit, of spirit
你要知道
You have to know
一个人活在地上
A person who lives on earth,
我们不但是受自然律的管制
not only are we governed by the natural law,
我们也受属灵律的管制
we also governed by the spiritual law.
大卫犯罪以后
after David has sinned,
借着先知对的给他的帮助
through the help from the prophet,
依靠了神的恩典
and through the grace of God,
他认罪悔改
he repented and he confessed.
他得到了他想都想不到的恩典。
And he received grace that will be beyond his imagination.
但是千万不要以为罪恶是这么简单的一回事。
But never imagine that sin is such a simple fact, task.
罪可以得到赦免。
Sins can be forgiven.
但是罪的后果却是极为可怕。
But the consequence of sins is very terrible.
十三章到二十章
From chapters 13 to 20
就告诉我们罪的后果有多可怕
And it's telling us that the consequence of sins is so terrible
这么长的圣经
Such a long chapter of the Bible
里面有很多很多的故事
And there are many stories in there
每一个故事
Every story
看起来都好像是一个独立的故事。
It seemingly looked like an independent story.
但它其实是一个大的故事的一段一段的 章节。
In actuality, it's just a different sections of a long, big story.
这一连串的故事里面。
And in through all these stories,
我们可以看到爱情。
And we can see love.
我们可以看到肉欲。
We can see flesh and desires.
我们可以看到凶狠。
And we can see calamities.
我们可以看到仇恨。
We can see hatred.
忍耐。
And perseverance.
谋杀。
And murders.
亲情
and love between families,
忠诚
and faithful loyalty,
悖逆
and rebellion,
太多太多的事情我们都看得见
too many things that we can see,
无论是人性中的美好
regardless whether it's beauty in life, in human nature,
或者是人性的丑恶
or the ugliness of human nature,
其实都是神用来向我们描述一幅图画
in actuality, it's God trying to use that to depict to us a picture.
告诉我们罪的后果是多么的可怕。
And telling us how horrible it is, the consequence of sins.
所以当我们来看这些故事的时候
Therefore, when we come to view these stories,
我们需要一再的提醒我们自己
We need to repeatedly remind ourselves,
神在这些故事中要说什么话。
What does God want to tell us and speak to us through these stories?
我们也需要注意
And we also need to pay attention to
大卫在这不一连串的故事里面
And David through all these series of stories
他虽然有许多的失败和痛苦
Although he has many failures and sorrows
他却如何的一直不离开神
But how he can all the way not depart from God
这是我们读这段圣经需要特别注意的地方。
And this is a special area we need to pay attention to when we're reading this part of the Bible.
我们今天读的这22节圣经
And the 22 verses that we read today in the Bible
就是这一大串故事里面的第一个故事。
And this is actually the first story of the whole series of stories.
我给它取一个名字。
And I give it a name.
叫做从情欲收败坏
And it, I call it that, that would be corruption that arrives from lust.
有不少的圣经学者
Many biblical scholars
他们都发觉这22节圣经有一个非常奇妙的结构
And they all discovered that there is a very amazing structure in these 22 verses.
当然那些学者他们的分段也许都有一点微小的差别。
Of course, all these scholars may have a slight difference in the way of separating the divisions.
但是他们找出的这个结构有一个共同点。
But there is a commonality in the way that they found the structure.
那就是都是以他玛受羞辱这件事当作这段圣经的中心。
But that is, they all use the fact that Tamar is being humiliated here as the center of the story.
我参考了Redios 这个学者他的分段稍微整理了一下不知道有没有预备。
I used a reader, this author, as a reference, and I try to polish it up a little bit.
你会发现它这是一个非常明显的对称结构。
And you could discover that there is a very obvious symmetric structure.
一开始是暗难对着他玛的那个爱恋。
First of all, it is starting with Amnon's desire for Tamar.
结束的时候是 Jonadab, 他不对那个字错了。那个是加沙龙最下面那个字加沙龙对着暗论的仇恨
The word is not correctly used here The last phrase should be Jonadab's hatred of Absalom or Absalom's hatred
那么中间的你看它每一个对称都非常有意思
And in the middle you can see that it's very significant of the symmetric balancing there
你仔细的看这个标题
If you look at these topics carefully
基本上就把这个故事讲得很清楚
Basically it tells you the story very clearly here
而整个故事的中心
And the center of the whole story
就是第14节
It's in verse 14
讲到他玛被强奸
And talking about Tamar's being raped
很多人读这段故事
Many people when they're reading the story
把注意力放在暗嫩。
They placed the focus on Amnon.
但是我们读这段圣经。
But when we're reading the story,
我们需要仔细的来听一听他玛的两次呼求。
We need to come carefully and listen to the calling out of Tamar two times.
The crying out.
The crying out of Tamar twice.
我相信我们如果听懂了他玛的哭声。
I believe that if we understand the crying out of Tamar,
我们可能就能够体会写这段圣经的作者他想要表达的意思是什么。
We may then be able to understand what the author wants to try to tell us.
其实这段故事可以说就是他玛的故事。
But actually the story, we can just simply say that is Tamar's story.
从第五节到第十一节。
From verses 5 to 11,
讲到他陷入到一个陷阱里面。
Telling us that she fell into a trap.
14节、16节讲到他被忽视。
And from verses 14 to 16 tells us that she's been neglected.
Ignored. 14节也告诉我们他被强奸。
And verse 14 also told us that she's been raped.
15节告诉我们他被轻看。
And verse 15 tells us that she has been despised.
17节告诉我们她被抛弃。
And verse 17 tells us that she's been abandoned.
18节、19节一直到20节告诉我们她玛这一辈子彻底的毁了。
And from verses 18, 19 to 20, it's been telling us that her whole life is now totally destroyed.
作者称呼她玛。
And the author addressed Tamar.
他不叫她大卫的女儿。
He didn't say that she is the daughter of David.
他说她是亚沙龙的妹妹。
And he's addressing her as a sister of Absalom.
这似乎是告诉我们。
And this seemingly is telling us.
这个故事。
This story.
跟亚沙龙有很大的关系。
Has a big relationship with Absalom.
暗论因为完全不听他玛的呼求
Because Amnon totally will not listen to Tamar's crying out
带下了无可挽回的悲剧
And brought down tragedy that cannot be turned back
我们现在好好的来听一听他的呼求
And now let's listen well to her crying out
盼望我们能够明白
Hopefully that we can understand
作者要表达的思想
The thought behind the author's writing.
暗嫩在第十一节。
Amnon in verse 11.
抓着他嘛。
Great Tamar, grab Tamar.
要求跟他有性行为。
And asking to have a sexual relationship with her.
他嘛就呼求。
And Tamar cried out.
他说我哥哥
My brother, she said,
不要玷污我
Do not force me
以色列人中不当这样行
Such a thing should not be done in Israel
你不要做这丑事
Don't do this wicked thing
你玷污了我
What about me?
我何以遮盖我的羞耻呢
Where could I get rid of my disgrace?
你在以色列中也成了愚妄人。
And you would be like one of the wicked fools in Israel.
你可以求王。
Please speak to the king.
他必不禁止我归你。
He will not keep me from being married to you.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
暗嫩在十一节称呼他玛为我妹妹。
In verse 11, Amnon actually addressed Tamar as her sister.
而他玛在十二节回答称呼他是我哥哥。
And in Tamar's reply to him in verse 12 is my brother.
这里让我们看到。
Here it allows us to see.
暗嫩所犯的罪。
The sin that Amnon had committed.
是非常严肃的罪。
Is a very severe sin.
因为圣经里面。
Because in the Bible.
对着在婚姻关系以外。
Towards a relationship that's out of a marriage.
任何形式的性行为都定义为奸淫。
Any kind of sexual relationship would be defined as adultery.
不管是两情相悦。
Regardless whether both parties are willing.
还是被引诱的犯罪
or whether it's just being tempted to sin,
这都是十诫所不允许的
and this is all not allowed by the Ten Commandments.
更严重的
more severely,
在生命记二十二章
in Deuteronomy chapter 22,
二十四节到二十五节那里
verses 24 to 25,
很清楚的
very clearly,
把婚前性行为
treated a premarital sexual relationship
以及强奸的罪
and a sin of rape
都是定为死罪
is all defined as a death sentence
这是非常严肃的事
and this is a very solemn and severe thing
这在当时也是极为羞耻的事
and in those days is actually an extremely shameful thing
但是暗嫩现在所犯的罪
But now the sin that is committed by Amnon
不只是婚外的性行为
Not only is it a sexual behavior outside of marriage
不只是强奸
Not just rape
是强奸自己的妹妹
That he raped his own sister
那这是罪上加罪
That is a sin in addition to the original one
在利未记十八章
In Leviticus chapter 18
二十章
Verse chapter 20
还有生命记二十七章
And Deuteronomy chapter 27
那里面都有很清楚的规定
And there in there has very clear regulation
这是为什么他玛向他呼求
And this is why Tamar cried out to him
说你不要做这个丑事
He said don't do this wicked thing
丑事
A wicked thing
英文圣经大部分都翻译作蠢事
In some English most of the English Bible translated as foolish thing
原文其实的意思
The original text actually means
是 godlessness
It's godlessness
如果要翻成中文
If it has to be translated into Chinese
应该是无法无天
That is a lawless, should be a lawless thing
是眼中根本没有神
That in his eyes there is no God
这个字
And this word
在圣经里面
In the Bible
被用来形容很多不同的坏事
Has been used to describe many bad things
奸淫啊
Adultery
同性恋啊
Homosexual
以及其他一些的坏事
and many other bad things
无法无天
lawless and godless things
这在以色列中间是绝对不可以的事
and this is definitely not allowed in Israel
为什么
why is that
因为以色列是神的百姓
because Israel is God's people
神的百姓怎么能够目中无神呢
how can God's people be without God in their eyes
如果神的百姓不把神当作神
If God's people do not treat God as God
他们还是神的百姓吗
Can they still be God's people?
他嘛
Tamar
他不但清楚地说出了暗嫩要做的事是何等的可怕
Not only did she clearly say tells how wicked a bad thing how terrible a thing it is that Amnon was about to do
他并且告诉暗嫩
She also told Amnon
干了这个坏事的后果是多么可怕
How terrible the consequence it would be after he's done this wicked thing
他讲有两种后果
And she tells of two kinds of consequences
一个是对他嘛
One is towards Tamar
那是无可挽回的羞辱
And that is a shame that cannot be turned back
对暗嫩
To Amnon
他会成为无法无天目中无神的人
He will become a person who is lawless and godless and in his eyes there's no God
那就是中文翻作愚妄人原文的意思
And that is why Chinese is translating it as to be a foolish and stubborn person
他嘛这样子的呼求
And such kind of crying of Tamar
却碰到暗嫩好像鬼迷了心窍听不进去
And it seems that he's actually facing Amnon's totally insane hatred that he cannot hear her at all
他完全被情欲所控制
He was totally controlled by lust
他把神赐给人在夫妻关系中最美好的祝福
He treated the most beautiful blessing given by God in a marriage
变成了最无耻的行为。
Turn it into a most shameless action.
你发现当他发现了他的欲望以后。
And when you would discover that when he has his lust fulfilled.
他在希伯来文只说了两个字。
In the Hebrew language, he only says two words.
起来。
Get up.
出去。
And go away.
Tamar 对着这种反应强烈的抗议。
And Tamar towards this kind of reaction, she protested strongly.
因为现在替她离开。
Because now to send her away.
比强奸她的罪更加可恨。
Is even more hateful than raping her.
但是艾嫩真的是耳朵聋了。
But Amnon truly was deaf in his ears.
命令他的仆人。
Asking his servants.
将这个原文赶出去。
And he said, "Send, get this woman out."
原文
in the original language,
说是把这个东西丢出去。
He said, "So throw this thing out."
根本没有再把暗嫩当作一个人看。
Totally did not treat Tamar as a person.
好像是个垃圾丢出去。
As if it's just a garbage to throw her out.
难怪在第十九节。
No wonder in verse 19.
他玛要把灰尘撒在头上。
That Tamar has put ashes on her head.
撕裂所有的彩衣。
She tore away all her ornamented robes.
以手抱头。
And she put her hand on her head.
一边行走。
And walked.
一边哭喊。
Weeping aloud as she went.
你如果是一个读圣经的人
If you're a person who reads the Bible,
你就知道他玛所做的每一个动作
You will know that every action that Tamar did
都是在形容一个极度悲伤的人的表现
It's all actually describing a person who is extremely sad
虽然有他的哥哥
Although she has her brother
亚沙龙想要安慰他
Absalom was trying to comfort her
但是那个安慰显得非常的空洞。
And that, however, that comfort seems extremely empty.
我们完全不懂。
And we totally do not understand.
亚沙龙为什么不带着他妹妹去找大卫
？Why did Absalom not bring his sister to seek out David?
圣经学者。
And a Bible scholar.
对这个问题
Towards this question, issue,
有很多不同的猜测
has many different speculations,
但是因为圣经没有告诉我们为什么
But however, since the Bible never told us why,
我猜
I'm guessing,
就是圣经的作者认为那个不重要
is that the Bible scholar thinks that that is not important.
圣经的作者希望我们能够更深感受到的
And the Bible scholars hopes that we will more deeply feel,
是感受到他玛的悲哀
Is that the sadness of Tamar?
因为从此以后
Because from now onward
他就在他哥哥的家里
She will now live in her brother's house
孤孤单单的
A desolate woman, lonely
在哀怨
And in sadness
在没有希望
In a hopeless situation
的痛苦中
In sorrow
过他余生的日子
lives the rest of her days.
他完全毁了
She's totally destroyed.
当然，我们读到这段圣经
Of course, when we're reading this part of the Bible,
我们也可以说
we can say
这个他玛
this Tamar
真是太没有警觉性了
Why is she still so not alert?
你到你哥哥的家里去帮他做点东西就罢了。
She come to your brother's house to do something for him. Let's don't complain or blame her.
你哥哥把所有的仆人都打发走了，你是瞎眼的。
When your brother sent away all the servants, are you blind?
你不还赶快跟着溜吗
？Didn't you try and run away with them as well?
你还一个人留在那里
？Why do you just stay alone there?
你更不应该傻到那个地步。
And you should not be so foolish as to.
还拿着食物到床边去
And that you would take the food to his bedside
你不是自找苦吃吗
Are you looking for trouble yourself?
但是弟兄姐妹
But brothers and sisters
请你记住
Please remember
圣经的作者
The author of the Bible
不是用这段圣经
Is not using this part of the Bible
来告诉我们说我们要逃避试探。
It's not to try and tell us that we need to run away from, escape from temptations.
你如果仔细地读这段圣经，
If you carefully read this part of the Bible,
你会感受到，
You can feel,
圣经的作者是要让我们，
The Bible scholars wants to allow us to,
清楚地看到，
Clearly see,
他玛，暗嫩的罪。
The sin of Amnon.
一点点的放纵肉体。
He's a little bit of his indulgence in his flesh.
给他玛带来的伤害和痛苦有多深。
How deep the sorrow and the harm that he brought to Tamar.
读这段圣经的人。
The people who read this part of the Bible.
应该读到这里。
When they read upon this part.
应该会厌恶这样子的罪。
They should really hate this kind of sin.
但是
However,
我们如果诚实地问我们自己
If we are honest with ourselves,
我们读到这样子的故事
When we're reading this kind of story,
恐怕我们对着许多的细节的兴趣
Maybe our interest, we are afraid that our interest in a lot of details,
远远超过我们对着罪恶的悲哀。
May far exceed of our sadness towards sins.
有几个人读到这里会从心中发出对暗嫩的愤怒呢？
How many people, when they're reading this part of the Bible, that they will express anger towards Amnon in their heart?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个很严肃的考验。
This is a very solemn, test for us.
我们里面
in our inner selves, inside,
有多么败坏
How corrupted we are.
我们对着罪恶
Towards sins.
我们对着罪恶把一个人一生都毁掉了
When we towards sins, that we can destroy the person's whole life.
我们在乎吗
Do we care?
我们何等的需要圣洁的神再一次来洁净我们。
How much we need the holy and pure God to come and cleanse us once again.
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。